Tony D on the third shift.
It's Tony D with you
on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
It's Tony D here on the nighttime on Yahoo Sports Radio. All right, so the NASCAR season has come to an end, and we're going to wrap it up with Jordan Bianchi again, SB Nation, as Kyle Busch has won the championship, and it was also the final ride for Jeff Gordon as we go back on the 2015 season. How are you, Jordan?
I'm doing well. It has been quite a season, that's for sure.
All right, so Kyle Busch wins the championship, and he missed the first 11 races with the broken leg. So I want to ask you about what he had to do to win this championship.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things he had to do. The first thing, he had to get healthy. You know, as you said, he broke his leg, broke his foot in that Daytona crash, and there was serious question whether he was going to come back, not even this year, whether he was going to come back. I mean, yes, at some point he was going to get healthy enough to be behind the wheel again, but was he going to be the same driver? That no one knew. You know, at best case scenario, doctors thought he might be back end of August, early September sometime. You know, Busch himself thought, you know, was kind of targeting a mid-July date. He ended up coming back in mid-May, went through a very, very rigorous rehab to come back, very painful. He talks about it, says, you know, he's going through that session and he, you know, almost blacked out numerous times and the pain was so grueling. Comes back, and then he wins races. He wins 4 to 5 races in June and July, puts himself in a position to qualify for NASCAR's playoffs. And then once the playoffs started, it was really the antithesis of what we've seen from Busch in past years. A mature racer, didn't make mistakes, exercised a lot of patience, and really had some luck kind of go his way as well. And that hasn't happened in years past, and he put himself in a position to capitalize on Sunday in the final race of the year, and that's exactly what he did on a final restart and took the lead and held off Kevin Harvick, the defending series champion, to take the championship himself.
Something we were talking about yesterday. So he misses the first 11 races of the season. There's this rule that says you have to start all these races in order to qualify for the championship. They give him a waiver. Now, the rule that was in place, that wasn't intended for injuries, right? That was more intended for some other sort of nefarious implication. What was the intent of the rule?
It was a little bit of injury, actually. And the thing is over the years, you know, going way back, you know, Richard Petty once raced with a broken neck. We've seen drivers put themselves behind the wheel of a race car that shouldn't have been there before. There was Davey Allison in 1992 once had to literally Velcro his hand to the gear shifter so he could stay in the race car and shift gears. He was that badly injured. You know, at some point, you know, as we've seen in other sports now, NFL, for example, injuries have come to the forefront, and NASCAR is no different. And the fact is that drivers were kind of sacrificing themselves because they had to start races to win the championship, and it was unsafe. It was a practice that should have been, you know, prohibited a long time ago. And NASCAR, with their new playoff format that was introduced last year, had an opportunity to kind of correct that, and they did. And if a driver gets injured, we've seen it numerous times the last couple of years. Denny Hamlin's missed a couple races, Brian Vickers, and now Kyle Busch. They are, you know, they can get that waiver that says, you know, you can miss this weekend. Now, they still have to go out and perform. They still have to, you know, finish top 30 in the points, and they're still going to have to win a race. So while they get that waiver, it's still a performance-based clause there. And it does give them a little bit of latitude to say, you know what, hey, I'm not healthy enough to be behind the race car. This is unsafe. I'm going to sit out this weekend.
So was the rule in place to prevent people from going, I've already clinched with a win, I'm already clinched a spot in the playoff, I don't want to race at these big tracks, I don't want to race at this particular track, I'm taking the weekend off?
That's exactly it. I mean, NASCAR realizing that, hey, you know, we want these drivers to be smart and not race when they're hurt. Also, that being said, we don't want this to turn into the PGA Tour, for example, where our star drivers are only making a few token appearances until, you know, and kind of circling the big events. We want our stars there every week, and this is their caveat to say, hey, you're going to need to race all 36 races. Now, we understand there's going to be exceptions that are going to come up throughout the year, but we're going to need you there every week. So that's kind of how they ensure that drivers show up week in and week out.
All right, so was this at the time when they were giving Kyle Busch the waiver, it wasn't a controversial move? Because I could imagine a driver saying, by there for the grace of God go I could get hurt, and I would still want to compete for the championship.
That was exactly it. I mean, there was some controversy among the longtime fans who, you know, who have gone through the Richard Petty school of, hey, if you can breathe and you can walk, you need to start that race. But I think drivers recognize the fact that, hey, you know, this could happen to me. And there's been enough instances over the last few years where drivers have said, you know what, if I'm in that situation, I know that NASCAR's got my back and I don't need to put myself in a bad spot. So drivers were supportive of it. And they also saw that Kyle was committed to this. I mean, he wasn't trying to take advantage of it. He literally returned as quick as he could. I mean, he could have sat out a few more races and you know, and to ensure that he was healthier. But no, he got back as fast as he could. He put himself through a very intense rehab program, and drivers recognized that. I think that's why they were so supportive of him, you know, getting back in the race car and getting that waiver. You know, Jeff Gordon yesterday and Kevin Harvick, who both lost the championship to Busch, both spoke fondly of Busch in his determination and dedication, and they have no qualms with him getting that waiver.
Is Busch a popular champion with the public? I know he's had some rough spots early in his career, but he's 30 now. He's a family man. Has he matured a lot? Is he a popular champion?
Well, that's a great question, and I don't know. I'm actually kind of working on a story about that now. Yesterday, as he was in victory lane, he was getting cheered. I mean, people were very excited to see him win, but the fact is that as he was, you know, celebrating that victory, he was also throwing candy to the crowd and free T-shirts. So the fans might have had some incentive to cheer for him a little bit. Time will tell with Kyle Busch because, you know, when he returned, fans recognized what he had went through in the ordeal and everything, and they cheered him. You know, he went through driver introductions every week, at least for the first couple weeks. They were very supportive. But gradually, over, you know, about a month or so, the boos that Kyle has kind of followed him throughout his career returned. Whether he becomes a fan favorite or not, we're going to have to see. One thing I say, though, is that Kyle wins a lot of races, and drivers who tend to win a lot of races in NASCAR tend to get booed a lot. Fans don't like drivers who win all the time. It's just how it is. It happened to Jeff Gordon. It happened to Rusty Wallace. It even happened to Dale Earnhardt. And it takes a while for fans to kind of warm up to you a little bit. And I think the thing with Kyle is he's going to have some struggle. And when I mean struggle, but not besides the broken leg, he's going to have to go through a period of time where winning isn't so easy for him, where, you know, he's not in victory lane on a near weekly basis. And that, I think, fans will kind of warm up to him. But if he keeps winning races like this and he keeps contending and winning championships, he's going to be very unpopular. It's the same thing that's happened to Jimmy Johnson.
Jordan Bianchi joins us, SB Nation. We talked some NASCAR as they wrapped up their season on Sunday, Kyle Busch winning the championship. During the playoffs, there was that incident between Matt Kenseth and Joey Logano where he crashed him and Logano was, you know, lost a chance for the lead. Does NASCAR have to get a handle on that? Because that is part of the lore. It's kind of part of the attraction for a lot of people. But do they have to get a handle on that? Because Logano's playoff chances were destroyed.
Yeah, and I think they did take those steps. You know, they suspended Matt Kenseth two races, and that's a big hit there for Matt Kenseth. Two races, wasn't behind the wheel. The fact that his playoffs were over as well. Yes, NASCAR has to officiate this probably a little bit tighter going forward, but I think they sent a clear message. And Brian France, when reporters spoke to him on Friday and we asked him that question, he said, you know, we looked at this as a situation of we actually have to penalize the act of what happened. Matt Kenseth crossed the line. He deserves punishment. But we also have to punish him sufficiently enough where it's going to deter other drivers. And I think a two-race penalty is going to be high enough where going forward drivers are going to say, you know what, we can't cross that line. NASCAR's not saying you can't be physical and you can't bump and bang and sometimes you're going to spin a guy out, but you cannot do what Matt Kenseth did, which is you cannot be nine laps behind the leaders and intentionally take out the race leader. You just can't do that. And I think NASCAR sent that message loud and clear.
All right, that was right out of Days of Thunder, man. I mean,
it was out of a movie. I mean, it's exactly out of a movie, and it was a dirty tactic. I mean, it was something you almost expect to see out of wrestling. You've got this guy doing a run-in with a steel chair, the equivalent of it. It was a dirty tactic. It was out of a movie, and it shouldn't have happened. But, you know, it also, as you said, it's kind of part of NASCAR's lore. They've kind of got this mentality, and for this sport is a bootlegging sport that has its roots in, you know, guys running moonshine back in the 40s and 50s, and there's a hard edge to this sport, and sometimes that hard edge kind of manifests itself in ways that are a little bit unseemly, as we saw in the chase.
Sometimes you can't run away completely from your roots, and I think you hit that right on the head there. In terms of Jeff Gordon, I mean, the final race, fantastic career, 90-plus wins, championships galore. But if you were to define what he's done for this sport, from go back to the early 90s to today, what's the biggest thing he was responsible for, a part of being responsible for?
That's a really good question. I guess to me, is I look at Richard Petty, and Richard Petty was a fan favorite, and he helped elevate the sport, you know, from that bootlegging mentality, kind of elevated it up where it had the mainstream appeal. Well, Gordon took that mainstream appeal that Petty laid the foundation for and really brought it to astronomical heights. This is a driver who really almost on his shoulders elevated NASCAR to something that's on the par with the NBA, the NFL, Major League Baseball. It's a mainstream sport now because of Jeff Gordon. It's a national sport. It expanded out of its Southeast base. It has races throughout the country now. It has national television contracts. And the fact that a race car driver, you know, hosted Saturday Night Live, I mean, that was unheard of. And the fact that Gordon also, you know, hosted, you know, daytime talk shows. He was on the cover of People magazine and other things like that. That's just unheard of. And now NASCAR is a mainstream sport. People know about it. They may not follow it to a high degree, but they at least have some identification with the drivers. Gordon, Danica, Dale Earnhardt Jr. And that's what Dale Earnhardt and Jeff Gordon did throughout the 90s. They elevated that sport just to a real higher level that it had never seen before.
Was he the equivalent at the time what the PGA Tour saw with Tiger Woods, a guy winning a lot, but also you just sense like something big is brewing?
I think that's a really great analogy, and that you recognize greatness, and that not just greatness, but really kind of a once-in-a-generation talent who was going to supersede anything that really had come before him and was operating on a higher plane, and that's what Gordon was. He was a driver who was going to win a lot of races and win a lot of championships, and he was going to be really – he was going to – be a trendsetter, and he's going to blaze that trail, and that's exactly what he did. And, you know, people recognize that talent, and he also had, you know, to the casual fan, it was a, wow, this guy is good. This guy is great. We're going to latch on to him. He brought a lot of new fans into the sport that really had no interest in NASCAR before him.
Jordan Bianchi and SB Nation on NASCAR as they wrapped up their season on Sunday. The Chase, real quick, any potential changes, or they like what we've got out of this?
I think they like it a lot. Actually, I know for a fact they like it a lot. And the fact that the Chase has undergone a lot of changes since it was introduced in 2004. They found a format that generates excitement. You know, Brian France, NASCAR's CEO, talked a lot about Game 7 moments and wanting replicating those, which we see in the stick and ball sports. They have those a lot. They've got elimination races now. We've got drivers kind of find themselves in situations where they absolutely have to win races. Kyle Busch is a great example. You know, Sunday at Homestead, he had to win that race. If he doesn't win that race, Kevin Harvick wins the championship, and NASCAR loves it. It's resonating. Television ratings have increased. Grandstands are full now. After a little bit of a lull where the ratings are down and tickets are being hard to sell, that's kind of being rectified a little bit. And NASCAR wants stability going forward with the playoffs. It's had a lot of changes the last 10, 12 years. It needs a playoff format where fans know from year to year, this is what we can expect. I think they have found that format, and they're not going to tweak it in the foreseeable future.
Jordan, great stuff. I appreciate it as always, my friend. Thank you so much again.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on. All the best.
You got it. Jordan Bianchi, SB Nation on NASCAR as we wrap up the season. 800-777-2907, 800-777-2907 is the telephone number. It's Tony D here on the Nighttime on Yahoo Sports Radio.